Sparks are beginning to fly as Collar City leaders and the public review Troy Mayor Patrick Madden's proposed 2018 city budget. Madden, a first-term Democrat, revealed his 2018 budget proposal Friday afternoon. The $73.6 million spending plan comes in under the state tax cap. Madden, mindful of last year's budget brouhaha where initial plans for a 28.2% property tax hike shocked residents, says Troy isn't out of the woods yet, but things are looking up. He's pledged to restore services that had been severely cut back in the 2017 budget and promised better maintenance of streets and parks.
With the solid waste management fees incorporated into the budget proposal, the tax increase called for is 1.174%, which is under the state imposed cap and equates to $2.03 per month for a home assessed at $150,000.
Madden warned of dramatic increases in tipping fees for solid waste disposal as local landfills reach capacity over the coming years. His budget plan outlines a solution.
The present recycling fee will be replaced with a solid waste disposal fee. The fee, based on the combined cost of solid waste disposal and recycling, will be assessed on a per unit basis and will rise or fall based on the city's actual cost for solid waste disposal. This design achieves two important objectives. It begins to more closely tie the use of a service to the cost a property owner pays for that service. So, for example, a three-unit property will pay more for solid waste disposal than a single-family home. Additionally, as the fee is back based on the actual cost to the city, a strong incentive is created to either recycle or reduce unnecessary waste. The less we put in the waste stream, the lower our tipping fees will be.
Madden says there will be exemptions for Enhanced Star recipients and properties that currently utilize paid private collection services.
At present, we anticipate the annual solid waste disposal fee to be $190 per residential unit. That's a $161 per year increase over the current recycling fee.
Republican City Council President Carmela Mantello attended the budget presentation Friday, initially pleased that it came under the tax cap. Late Sunday afternoon, Mantello CC'd reporters on an email to Madden, explaining she had reviewed the city code for solid waste collection. The code is clear that no fee shall be charged for the collection and disposal of garbage, rubbish, or yard wastes. She questioned, "How can $2.9 million for the new garbage fee be included in the proposed budget under the present city code?"
There is no legislation that the council has to amend that code, and quite frankly, I don't support a garbage fee. So we'll see where this goes. Wednesday evening is a finance meeting. We encourage folks to come down to City Hall. That'll be the first of many public meetings, public hearings, committee meetings over the next several weeks.
GOP City Councilman Mark McGrath says the budget is fact-based.
Certainly the garbage fee or the trash fee is a concern. I was with the mayor on Friday night at a function, and I explained to him that because the city falls under the tax cap, the municipality will receive a rebate from the state. Now, him and I both don't know what that is, but he's going to look into it tomorrow with the city controller, because that would certainly help offset the garbage fee.
McGrath says he doesn't believe the city code holds up.
I don't. Sometimes I'm one of the mayor's biggest critics, but when it comes to his controller and the way they craft their budgets, I have to give them credit.
Madden answered a request for comment via email, stating, quote, "The fee would require a simple legislative change, not an impediment. We'll go over all that in the scheduled council hearings." The council is reviewing the $73.6 million plan and will likely make amendments. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.